Watches designed for blind people often look like any other watch, but then they generally sound something like this.
The time is 11:05 a.m. Today is Tuesday, April 19.
Now there's a new watch created by the company E1 to help blind people tell time. It's winning praise both for its different looks and for its lack of sound. The Bradley timepiece uses magnets and two moving ball bearings to allow people to tell time by touch. It's named after retired U.S. Navy Lieutenant Bradley Snyder. While serving in Afghanistan in 2011, Snyder lost his sight in an IED explosion. He says that during his rehabilitation, he realized just how important it is to know the time.
Time is really the first thing you do when you wake up to kind of orient yourself to your surroundings. And without the ability to tell time, I was very often very disoriented, and it was hard for me to reconcile where I was and who I was and what was going on. And early on, my family was looking around for a potential timepiece or watch that I could utilize. And like you played earlier, the ones that are available aren't necessarily very high quality. And when I got matched up with E1, it was really a very fortuitous relationship, and I've been very excited to be a part of the project.
Now, the sound you heard of the watch was a German timepiece, and the website assured me it was a high-quality watch and, in fact, the best talking watch on the market. What is wrong with that?
Well, there's really nothing wrong with it in effect. I mean, it's a quality product, and it does give you a lot of different information about what time it is, what day it is. What I don't like about an audible watch is that it highlights me as a person with special needs. If I'm sitting in a meeting room and I hit that button, that sound it utters out, and everyone looks around to figure out what is that sound and why is that interrupting our meeting or whatever, and it highlights me as someone who's different. Whereas all the adaptive technology that I enjoy utilizing are things that are relatively innocuous or not noticeable. And so when I have the Bradley timepiece, I'm able to tell what the time is, but I don't have to disrupt anything else. And nobody really knows what I'm doing when I'm touching my watch to tell what time it is.
So how easy is it to tell time on the Bradley watch?
Admittedly, it takes a little bit of getting used to, but coming from my perspective, without being able to tell time at all tactilely, to be able to do it is nice. We've done a lot of iteration on the original design. The original design had two ball bearings on the face. Input from blind users said that it was very difficult to tell which ball was indicating which time, either minutes or hours. So we've iterated on that, separating the balls, putting the minute hand on the forward face of the watch, and then the hour hand being indicated on the outer ring. Once I've gotten used to it, it's very easy. I always have a perpetual awareness of time, and it's kind of an automatic movement to reach over and touch it and decipher the time without really thinking about it too much.
And what sort of watch did you use before this one?
I had a very similar to the one that you played earlier. I had that one for a little while, and then I actually stopped using a watch at all because, I didn't really like the other one, and my phone does very much the same thing. I can hit the button on my phone, and it indicates what time it is and then what day it is.
Bradley, I wonder if we even need watches anymore. You know, most of us have smartphones with the time on it. Is there something different for people who are seeing impaired?
I would go one level further and say there's something different for folks who enjoy utilizing a watch. It's more than just a piece of information or a piece of data in your day. It's a fashion accessory, something that you wear because you enjoy the look of it, the feel of it. And also what we like about the Bradley is the Bradley tells a story. It tells a story about, number one, the idea of inclusive design, bridging the gap between those with impairments and those without. Incorporating that design aspect into all aspects of our community is a really powerful thing. And then also the second story being my story, the background of how I, lost my vision through to a traumatic incident and how we've been able to turn that around and go out and conquer and succeed regardless of whether I have my eyesight or not. We want this piece to tell a story, which is something that, is not necessarily reflected in previous timepieces.
Bradley Snyder is a retired U.S. Navy lieutenant who has a new watch named after him. See just how the Bradley timepiece works? We have a video at PRI.org.